Communities across Australia are celebrating Harmony Week, recognising the cultural diversity shaping the nation. In the city of Moreton Bay, local events are bringing residents together while also highlighting the ongoing work needed to tackle racism and strengthen community connections. To hear more, I spoke to City of Moreton Bay Mayor Peter Flannery.
Yeah, well, the City of Moreton Bay, it's very important to reflect our city's unique and welcoming character. Harmony Week, I suppose, gets people to focus on uniqueness of who we are, particularly in Australia with our many different cultures. And in the City of Moreton Bay particularly, we have 1 in 5 residents are born overseas, representing at least 118 nationalities, speaking more than 88 languages. So it's pretty multiculturalism, it's pretty diverse, which is what makes this unique and such a great place to live. It just also puts forward our commitment, I suppose, to reducing racism and supporting multiculturalism, because it's that unique blend of all these different cultures that make us such a special place to live in and to be around.
Cities like Moreton Bay are becoming increasingly more multicultural. How does that diversity shape and strengthen local communities?
It's probably a unique way where people get to learn about different cultures they may not have been exposed to in the past. With so many cultures here now, it's a patchwork quilt of all parts of the world coming to the City of Moreton Bay, particularly to our local communities, and forming unique communities that may not have been in the past. And the experience, the culture, the dance, the celebration, the food of all these different cultures is a unique opportunity for our brand new City of Moreton Bay to be unique, be different, but be welcoming to everybody. And we've got some great sayings in the City of Moreton Bay that we want everybody to feel welcome here, and we want everybody to be part of the city.
Yeah, and Harmony Week also coincides with the Day for Eliminating Racial Discrimination. Why is it still so important to have these conversations in Australia today?
I think it's very important because it's a lot of, to me, a lot of racism is through ignorance of other people's culture. And depending on where you're brought up or how you're brought up by your family or the community you're in, depends on how it forms your, I suppose, a vision and an opinion of people. But it's not until you actually get down and talk to those people and understand their culture, their experiences, their background, their countries where they've come from, or their cultures from, that you really appreciate it. And there's so many things in common that you'll learn through that than being ignorant and thinking, well, they're different to me, so obviously there's something wrong with them, as opposed to the many similarities that we experience through different ways, but all have the same element at the heart of wanting to live in harmony together and to have a community that supports each other and looks after each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I know your area will be having things like cultural workshops and festivals and that kind of thing, and these might seem small on the surface, but what role do they play in building understanding between different communities?
It gives people the ability to go along and have a look and learn. Our motto, like we mentioned, is one city, many cultures. So we put on many free events to try and embrace the different cultures, to bring people along and expose them to the different cultures. And particularly during Harmony Week, it's a great time to do that. So we'll be doing all that through our libraries. We'll have different events on the different areas where people can come and actually see, experience, taste, talk, and just embrace the different things that make up uniqueness of Australia.
You being in contact with the different kind of cultural groups that make up the area, for people who might be new to Australia or to a local community, what difference does an initiative like these, or even language programs and networks and cultural events, what difference does that make to those communities?
It makes a big difference, I think, because often they can get isolated in their communities. They sometimes, any community they feel is their own cultural community, where they've come to Australia to embrace the multiculturalism that we have. So allowing those new Australians to come along and see different cultures to their own, but also to expose their culture to everybody else as well. So it's a bit of a show and tell kind of day where you come along, this is my culture, this is the reason why I do things, these are the great things of it, and tell me about your culture so I can understand and embrace it and take it in. And like I said, it spreads the opportunity for communities to really come together and be a sense of community, to support each other, help each other, and because we all want to have a great life together and have a prosperous and a healthy life, and we can do that through great relationships that we may not have had if those cultures hadn't been exposed to us or we hadn't taken on board the opportunity to learn about them.
City of Moreton Bay Mayor Peter Flannery there, ending that report.